Chinese New Year. One of the books that fell off the floor when I went into Oxfam today, Unzip Your Lips Again, some fabulous poetry. It's all chosen by Paul Cookson and there's some great stars here. So another start to the new year means celebrating other people's celebrations too. A beautiful one by Diwali. Diwali lamps are twinkling, twinkling in the sky, and in our homes and hearts we welcome all with cheery greetings and sweets and patterned Rangoli art. Lakshmi flies upon her owl tonight, incense curls, our future sparkling bright. That's by Debjani Chatterjee, and that starts us off with some of the funky and repeatable poetry that is selected in this book. The Warthog. The tiger wouldn't change his stripes, nor the leopard change his spot. But if the warthog had a choice, he'd change the flipping lot. Blue Morning, after Terry Frost, for Kate Brindley. Soft slap, blue lap, salt flap of water on wood, on water. Cold sea knocking, old boat rocking. The salt slap, wave tap, blue map. New gap of morning. I love how those words just make me feel, and it just shows you how poetry literally can take you somewhere else. So how about coming here with me? Computer Game by Charles Thompson. Wham, wham, zappa, 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 zoom. There's a manic computer game up in my room. As soon as I switch off the lamp every night, enemy spaceships appear on the right. Zoop, 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 beep, beep, beep. The noises it makes stops me going to sleep. Now as the main invasion fleet nears, I snug in my pillow with plugs in my ears. Zapow, zap, 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 pow, pow. As you may have guessed, I'm wide awake by now. Zip, zip, zeep, zeep, zip, bam, bam. The rockets rush, the lasers slam. The deck guns splat, the ray guns blast. Each invader explodes as it rushes past. Bip, 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 zeep, zeep, zam. Just one to go. Look out! Bam, bam. My ship is moving in the deep. Beep, 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 beep. The sky is black. My ship is steady. I open my eyes. It's morning already. I really relate to that feeling of having something in your mind as you're trying to head off to sleep there. As we're heading up to Valentine's Day, this is a beautiful one by Andrew Rumsey, Secret Affair. Our love is like a red, red nose. Embarrassing and somehow conspicuous. Let's hope we don't blow it. And this takes me back to the 80s. The Chlorine Kid by Simon Pitt. They call me the Chlorine Kid. I go swimming every day. They call me the Chlorine Kid. I'm the king of the baths. Okay. Make a splash, make waves. Belly up, not afraid. Roll over, belly down. Never scared of going down. Deep end, shallow end. Catch my breath, not the bends. Try a dive from the top. Watch out for the belly flop. Doggy panel, woof, woof, butterfly, flap, plap. Do the backstroke really slow. Quick, the crawl, watch me go. Treading water, gulping air, water, water everywhere. Wet skin, shake dry. Where's my towel? Must fly. They call me the Chlorine Kid. I go swimming every day. They call me the Chlorine Kid. I'm the king of the baths. Okay. Just love that. And if you're off to the hairdressers today, then this is one for you. Close-cropped hair by Linda Marshall. Close-cropped hair feels good. It should. It gives you street cred. And as I've always said, it feels like having eyebrows all over your head. If you're treating yourself today, ice cream poem by Gerda Meyer. The chiefest of young Ethel's vices was eating multitudes of ices. Whene'er the ice van's booming twinkle was heard, Eth ran out in a twinkle and gorged herself on large vanilla. Her mum foretold that it'd kill her. No tears would thaw her once she ran away and hid inside the van and promptly froze upon the spot like the salt pillar, wife of Lot. Poor Eth is licked. Behold the follies of one whose lolly went on lollies. Though there is one thing in her favour, she now has quite a strawberry flavour. So I just wanted to round off this book, Unzip Your Lips Again by Paul Cookson. When Mum finally went to pieces, I found bits of her all over the house. She left one leg in the bathroom, the other in the hall. One arm was in the kitchen whilst the other was hanging around in the attic. The rest of her turned up in various places throughout the house. Eventually, I found her head taking a short nap on the sofa in the living room. So I asked her if there was anything I could do to help, but she told me not to worry and said she'd soon pull herself together. So whatever the Chinese New Year means to you, whether it's the complete opposite of pulling yourself together and letting everything just move out at a nice slow rate, wishing you a really wonderful Chinese New Year. And if you've got any book reviews that you'd like me to do, that was a poetry book that I literally fell off the floor on me in Oxfam, then do let me know. And if you're around in London on Valentine's Day, I'm doing a guided poetry walk starting from Dr. Johnson's house at 10 a.m. and there's tickets for that on Eventbrite. Here's to you.